Then Holly spoke up at last. "Speaking of sanction," he began, and then talked about what a nice place it was, how Earth-like, and so on. "Lots of planets like that," Laya added. "And then we played the game of naming all the other places like that we could think of." "How convenient for us," somebody said, and we all laughed. I mentioned something about it bothering me, all those man places, how I thought it was a little spooky, and we all laughed again, ha ha, stringing it out as long as we could to avoid that damned silence, but still ending up staring and smiling for several seconds until Holly cleared his throat and talked about an interesting item he had read off the fleet beam on that very subject, and I said, "Oh, what was that?" And he said it was very interesting, really, that it seemed there was some sort of religious cult that believed that all these planets had been designed just for us. "Oh, really? That is interesting. Yes, isn't it? These people think there is a trail of these planets, and if we follow it to the galactic core, we will find and meet the builders, meet God himself, I guess they meant. Ha, ha, ha. How about that?" "Yes, how about that? Uh-huh." I could see how nervous they were. More, I could see how embarrassed they were. And I could see that they wanted me to start it all off. Had seen that in their eyes from the beginning. And I wanted to. I wanted to lead into it myself so that I would seem more up front, while at the same time controlling the discussion somewhat. Only I couldn't think of anything to say. Not a thing. It was inexcusable. What I needed, and quickly, was an extremely plausible and not too elaborate lie or set of lies, and why, for God's sake, didn't I have it ready? Why hadn't I taken the time to think of something instead of wasting my day with two different kinds of idiots, fighting idiots and drinking idiots, the way I had? Damn. I had thought, initially, of trying to get Holly off alone to pull it off. I knew I would have a much easier time with him alone. He would have been even more nervous by himself. He would have been eager to glide past those anxious moments, perfectly willing to buy my non-answers, anything to avoid turmoil, and damn near anything to keep palling about with the great and exciting and romantic, and just a wee bit notorious, for spice, Jack Crow. But Laya would have squashed it all if we had left her out. Not that he couldn't have ignored his own doubts without help. It's just that he could never stand up to her actual opposition. If she wasn't satisfied, he couldn't be. Sooner or later, make that simply soon, we would be sitting there again with Holly reluctant to demand more and me reluctant to give it, but both of us having to. By the strength of her will alone, she could force us both to do the one thing we dreaded most, get to the point. Just what was I up to? It wasn't that she didn't like me. She did. I liked her, too. But it was a bigger decision than that. I was an unknown, potentially destructive element in a situation already far too sloppy. And something else. The decision was her decision. For if Holly was their focus, Laya was the couple.